Why did this campaign turn so negative and so nasty so fast?
Oh, I don't know, Bill. These are two different governors who make two different choices. The former governor increased spending more than any governor in Maryland history and has no credibility when he peddles his phony promises for tax cuts. The truth is that he actually increased taxes on every Marylander when he was first elected. And in this contest of records and contests of ideas, we have an obligation to draw the contrast, including the fact that we have supported our schools at greater levels than ever before. Our children are achieving at higher levels than ever before. This year, we've had our best year of new job creation that we've had since the year 2000, and we continue to make progress in improving public safety.
But see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The first thing you said was how bad the other guy is, and the thing I hear people remark on over and over again through this campaign is the nasty tone of the ads that both you and Bob Ehrlich are running.
Well, Bill, thanks for having me on your show. And we've done three debates, and as I recall, the first question that you asked was about the nasty tone of the campaign. I'm campaigning in every county in our state, and I'm talking to moms and dads and people that care about our future, that ask questions about how we're going to make this turn into a new economy. And I think that a campaign is much more than the ads that you see there and on television, but I think that there is a big difference in our two races. Now, none of the things that I cited were things about that said that Bob Ehrlich's a bad person. It's just about the two different choices we've made. And you may not care to see those contrasting ads, but the fact of the matter is there is a difference between the choices that we make. And to govern is to choose. And when all of us go out to vote, we choose leaders who are going to make choices on our behalf for the years ahead. There are very, very few states that have held on to their private job base as well as Maryland has over this last really difficult, tough year. We rank fourth in terms of our ability to hold on to our job base, and right now we're creating jobs at a faster clip than any of the other 50 states with the exception of Oklahoma and the District of Columbia, which is not yet a state.
Do you believe the polls that tell us what had been or seemed to have been a very, very close race for the first several months now seems to have opened up with a rather substantial lead in your favor?
I really don't pay too much attention to those in the final days because those polls can never tell you, Bill, who's going to turn out and who's not. Really, what's happening now is this decision is in the hands of the people of our state. I am not running against the Almighty. I'm running against the alternative. We have two different records. We've made two different choices. And I believe that the families of Maryland are looking at which of these two leaders is going to best be able to move our state forward through these tough times with fiscal discipline and also an eye on taking advantage of this new innovation economy that we have. I believe these next two decades can be great decades for Maryland if we make the right choices, protect our investments in schools, make college more affordable, and seize the opportunities of this new economy.
Speaking of new, is early voting, which is new this year, here to stay?
I think it is. I think more and more as people become familiar with it, more people are taking advantage of it. And I believe that after a couple of years, I'm guessing you're going to see, 20-30% of Marylanders take advantage of the convenience that is being able to go to an early vote station any time a week before the election. So early vote continues. We have a much higher turnout for the general than we did in the primary. And early vote continues through this Thursday, any time from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Usually in the larger counties, there's five different polling locations. In the smaller counties, there's one.